Roger that. Elliot.
This is Control. Copy.
Elliot Control, reading you 5x5.
Comm 1, give me Ellie's PRD.
Video unit recording transmitting.
Mechanical next support.
Okay. Reading me?
That's permanent. Video looks good.
Copy that, Control.
Going into space. The aliens are coming to visit. We're gonna go visit them. Nobody knows what to make of it. All morality is lost. God is on our side. Copy that, 35%.
Mechanical?
We're good.
40%.
I'm picking up a moderate vibration here.
Dynamics, can you confirm vibration?
Everything looks good here. She's feeling the same thing they felt at the Cape at this point.
Ellie, the vibration is normal.
We're at 50% off system.
Copy that, 50%. Vibration's getting a little stronger now.
We're picking up some low-frequency noise.
Mechanical, can you confirm?
It looks fine to me.
Roger. Jerry, what do you think?
I'm still go.
People, we are still go.
Something's happening.
Exactly.
There's a light. Do you see that? I'm seeing something. I can't tell whether it's daylight or not. There it is again. It's coming from the bottom. Here, let me show it to you. Do you see that?
Negative. Ellie, you're breaking up. Comm 1, can we boost our signal?
Ready at maximum.
65%.
The material is changing. It's bordering on translucence. And the system's intact. There's got to be some kind of electromagnetic field. Are you reading this?
Negative. We're seeing only interference.
I can't describe it. I can't even explain it.
70%.
People, we have intermittent comm, but we are still go. Initiate secondary drive systems.
Initiating auxiliary booster sequence.
We're go for ignition. We have auxiliary booster ignition.
Life support, how's she doing?
Still have data, heart and respiration are high, but within limits, she's okay.
Ellie, you copy.
If you can hear, I am okay to go.
Still,
if you can hear me.
80%.
All vibration and G levels are in the green.
Target velocity.
Steve, picking up tremendous EMI levels around the machine. All field measurements are pegged off scale high.
Steve, we're approaching our abort limits.
Okay, go!
I hear her. Barely, but she's there.
Okay, go!
She says she's okay to go.
Steve, we're real close.
Electrical, what's your reading in the core?
The internal environment looks normal. Inside the core, the weather's beautiful.
I'm okay to go. I'm okay to go.
Initiate drop sequence. 1, 5, 5. 10, 9.
Now we're transferring.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
I'm okay. Oh God! Quadruple system. Oh, it's beautiful. They're alive.
Quack, 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 quack your time. No barcode, no party, no ID, no peers. Your bank card, your license, your thoughts, your fears. No SIM card, no disco, no photo, not here. Your blood, your sweat, your passions, your regrets, your profits, your time off, your fashions, your sex, your pills, your grass, your tits, your ass, your laughs, your balls. We won't.
We love your soul.
Very long.
commercials.
You're listening to Cinemorn 8. We're going to keep going for a few more minutes to wrap up these other things. As happens on Fridays, La Femme Tequila flows. Let's see what happened to Ellie. I think she visited her dad. Let's see what's happening to Mr. Dreyfus. It looks like he's still crazy.
Goodbye! Goodbye, little baby!
Monsieur Neri, I envy you.
I'll show you.
know what really happened.
And yet every scientific instrument confirms the IPV was out of contact for only a fraction of a second. Isn't that correct, Doctor?
A fraction of a second.
Earth time.
Sir, I believe that the machine over the world holds. The tunnel from the fabric was from the muscle of the Einstein Rosen Bridge. And because of the effects of general relativity, what I experienced in approximately 18 hours passed instantaneously.
Now, here's an intuitive thing. Wormholes we speak of are merely theoretical predictions. There is no evidence that they actually exist.
There is no direct evidence.
Tell me something, Doctor. Why do you think these aliens would go to all this trouble, bring you tens of thousands of light years, and then just send you home without a single shred of proof? That's very neat, Doctor. You have no proof, because they didn't want you to have any. A phenomenon known in psychiatric circles, I believe, is a self-reinforcing delusion.
Do you think perhaps delusional?
Well, I do think you may have suffered some kind of an episode, yeah. I do. Doctor, I'd like to propose an alternate hypothesis, if I may, and I'd like you to bring your considerable scientific expertise to bear on it. To, Vega. A signal from Vega. What would you need?
Well, you would need a satellite to transmit the signal.
You need a satellite, and you need launch capabilities to put the satellite in orbit, and of course, the method itself. To put something like this together, so complex, drawing on so many different disciplines,
would be impossible.
Impossible. Is there anyone who might have been up to the challenge? Someone with extraordinary, enormous financial resources, perverse, eccentric. Come up with the idea in the first place. S. R. Hadley.
You're implying that this was all some kind of a hoax, that he engineered this?
S. R. Hadley, a legendary power broker and manipulator in perhaps his final bid for immortality. Maybe he wanted to explore and exploit experimental technologies and get the governments of the world to pick up the tab. Perhaps this was his final altruistic gesture.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
Maybe all of
them. You can't handle the truth.
A brilliant, complicated man. Doctor, are you familiar with the scientific precept known as Occam's razor?
Yes. Means that all things being equal, the simplest explanation tends to be the right one.
Exactly. Now, you tell me, what is more likely here? That a message from aliens results in a magical machine that whisks you away to the center of the galaxy to go windsurfing with dear old dad, and then a split second later returns you home without a single shred of proof? Or that your experience is the result of being the unwitting star the farewell performance of one S.R. Hadley, a man with the means, the motive, and the opportunity to play you and indeed the rest of us as pawns in the biggest, the most elaborate, the most expensive hoax of all time.
Dr. Irwin, you come to us with no evidence, no record, no artifacts, only a story that, to put it mildly, strains credibility. Over half $1 trillion was spent. Dozens of lives were lost. Are you really going to sit there and tell us
dozens
we should just take
lives.
This all on faith?
There's a lot of
please answer the question, Doc.
Movie.
Is it possible that it didn't happen? Yes.
I know
as a scientist,
what
I must concede that. I must volunteer that.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. You admit that you have absolutely no physical evidence to back up your story.
Yes.
You admit that you very well may have hallucinated this whole thing.
Yes.
You admit that if you were in our position, you would respond with exactly the same degree of incredulity and skepticism.
incredulity.
Then why don't you simply withdraw your testimony and concede that this journey to the center of the galaxy, in fact, never took place?
Because I can't. I had an experience. I can't prove it. I can't even explain it. But everything that I know as a human being, everything that I am, tells me that it was real. I was given something wonderful, something that changed me forever. A vision of the universe that tells us undeniably how tiny and insignificant and how rare and precious we all are. A vision that tells us that we belong to something that is greater than ourselves, that we are not, that none of us are alone.
I don't want to be alone!
I wish I could share that. I wish that everyone, if even for one moment, could feel.
When I find myself in time of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
And in my that continues to be my wish.
She is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. There is still a chance that they will see. There will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Ribbon, Ribbon.
We continue with two more short pieces.
As a person of faith, I'm bound by a different covenant than Dr. Tailway.
Fine. Peace.
But our goal is one and the same.
Then, music.
The pursuit of truth.
The old man do.
I, for one, believe her.
What a happy ending that'll make.
There's one more little comment coming out. We'll try and catch it. Listen to Sin in Mornings.
What happens now? Can we give her a medal?
I say at least a healthy grant. I assume you read the confidential findings report from the investigating committee.
I flipped through it.
I was especially interested in the section on Arroway's video unit. The one that recorded the static.
Really?
Virginia?
The fact that it recorded static isn't what interests me.
No? Angela? Really?
Virginia?
What interests me is that it recorded approximately 18 hours of it.
That's a lot of static.
That is interesting.
I'm a tool.
You see over there, we're building 45 brand new dishes.
That means that when you put them together with all the different radio telescopes all over the world,
you start giving lectures to children. It usually means you've been put out to pasture. Poor Ellie. Crazy time traveling, space warp traveling lady. Found her dad on a distant star. And learned she didn't have to be alone. Even if she never saw her mother. Mother's Day is coming up later, people. Think about that. It's been Cinema Mornings. There are aliens out there. Steven Spielberg's proved it 8 times already. Jodie Foster believes it. Matthew McConaughey has faith. I'm not even going to ask Roy Scheider. It's been Cinema Mornings. I'm signing off. Mem Tequila is next. I want to take a chance to give a little props. We had some stuff back there that definitely deserves recognition. First of all, Philip Glass, Quianoscotzi, Hearts of Space, old recording from the late 90s, off the radio. Hope it didn't bother you that way. We had some net music from netmusic.com. That's the electronic track. Samples taken from moviewaves.com and another site, all available online, and including from the Kill Radio archive itself. Beatles, Elton John, Radiohead, of course, Nine Inch Nails, not Peaches, but Adam Freeland. The list goes on and on. Who else did I have in there? Check with me if you really, really care. Cody Wyoming out.